Fringe Radio. Your trusted source for the paranormal, conspiracy theory, and true crime.
Coming to you live from the Mistopheles Studios, it's Dark Fringe Radio.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The disease, and I'm the cure.
That is power.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Dark Fringe Radio. I am your host, Will Martinez, and thanks so much for joining us on another adventure on the podcast. And, of course, can't do this without my co-host, Jay Galosi. Jay, what is going on, my brother? It's been a while since we've done one by ourselves.
Yeah. We've been on a bit of a... It's been some ins and outs. We've had some interviews, some really interesting conversations. You guys, I'm sure, have been... Enjoyed those conversations.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Much so. Yeah. No, thanks,
Jay.
Very
interesting.
No, thanks so much for joining me. And we have a really special podcast for you guys tonight. We're going to be actually highlighting a very important figure in our history. And his name is Nikola Tesla. And, of course, I know you know the name, but do you really know the man? So we're going to be talking about that here in a little bit. But before we do all that, Jay, and get into that really serious discussion, I want to tell everybody how you can listen to podcasts, but of course you're going to tell us, Jay, because where can they do that, Jay?
Oh, well, you can do that, William, wherever you find your wonderful podcast, but especially at Spreaker. That's the best place to get it. You can get our entire collection there, our library, and then you get our extra content. You can get bonus stuff. You can get merch. You can get all kinds of stuff directly at thedarkfringeradio.com.
Yeah. There you go, Jay. Couldn't say it better myself. That's exactly where you guys need to be. And of course, all our social media at Dark Fringe Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and X. You can go there and check out all our stuff. And of course, one more place I want to mention here, Jay, that's super important, is our YouTube. Make sure you guys go there, like, subscribe, and hit that bell notification. So that way, every time we come out with a new episode, you guys will be notified and you'll know. So yeah, that's it, Jay. I think that's a really good intro for tonight and get us started on another edition here of Dark Fringe Radio. But before we get into the main course of tonight, which is Nikola Tesla, we have a couple little stops before we have to make before we get to our final destination, as they say. And one of our first stops is Dark Fringe News. You ready for some Dark Fringe News, Jay?
I'm always ready for Dark Fringe News, William.
All right, let's get that going.
For 15 years, I've been trying to teach you how to write a lead. Do I have to do everything myself? Get the story? Write the story?
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
I was looking at the James Brown wig.
Fucking thing sucks!
If that's your kind of thing, Maria, you love doing it yourself.
Sometimes, yeah. I can.
Confucius say, I do not think this story had much validity.
You know, Jay, I struggle with that that segment intro because like part of me wants to redo it, but then part of me says it's so fucking classic I can't redo it.
You know, it's funny because I was just thinking the very first thing that needed to come out of my mouth was that's like it's one of the most awesome entrances in any kind of podcast platform. I also put a lot of podcasts,
right?
And there's a lot of imaging, a lot of professional. And I gotta be honest. That one hits me a special spot. No, right? You can't change that one.
You can't change that one, right? I struggle with it every week. Every week I hear it. Well, I haven't heard it lately because we haven't been doing our one-on-ones. So I haven't heard it lately. But when I did, I was like, should I redo it? But I was like, nah, I can't. It's too perfect. It's too good, right? It's just like
if it ain't broke, don't fix it, William. No.
It's just like
what the Florida man.
Right.
You can't play with that either.
No. Time to time comes at me. I'm like, sometimes I get an itch. I was like, should I change this up a little bit? I'm like, yeah, no, I think I should just leave it as it is. I mean, it's just the way it is, right?
It's the way it is.
It is the way it is. All right, so let's get into it tonight, Jay. Our Dark Fringe news. First thing I want to bring up, really serious topic here tonight. And you don't need your fucking tinfoil hats to fucking believe in this conspiracy theory bullshit, but Boeing whistleblower John Barnett found dead. So, for those that are not in the know, you know, there's been a lot of issues lately with the Boeing planes. A lot of malfunctions, a lot of things, just really fucking weird shit happening. Doors flying off, you know, just really odd shit as of late that's just been happening way too often. And it's been getting way too repetitive. And people are just kind of like, you know, saying, hey, there's a problem here. And so finally, this whistleblower came out, a former Boeing employee who raised the quality control and safety concerns over the company's aircraft production, was found dead this week, according to authorities in South Carolina. John Barnett, 62, was a quality manager who retired in 2017 after several decades with the company. He died March 9th of what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, the Charleston County Coroner's Office said in a statement. The Charleston City Police Department is investigating it, as it said, it also added to that statement. Jay, what's your first inclination of where do you feel about this happening? Like, what's going on here, Jay?
Okay. Gee, where do we start?
Yeah, right? Huge multi-million
dollar
company.
Let's take Boeing, right? Let's take this company that has had a whole bunch of weird problems as of late, you know?
Right.
Never, I was never a comfortable flyer anyways. That being said, flying was definitely one of those things that everybody kind of took for granted. It was never really a concern because it was safer than driving, right?
Supposedly,
until you're on an airplane and all of a sudden the fucking wheel comes off.
Right, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, and you can definitely see where I actually at one point overhauled airplane engines, and you would see not American companies, but a lot of other companies that would send us parts had pushed these things far past their stress limits. What kind of looks like Boeing's kind of cutting some corners. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're using some cheaper parts or pushing things past their dates and not really keeping up like they should. And now they're starting to have some problems. Somebody calls them out. And then, I'm sorry, he then suddenly kills himself? He suddenly Epstein's himself? I don't think so, bro.
Yeah. No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. At the time of his death, Jay, Barnett was due to wrap up his final day of deposition. So he actually did a couple of days of depositions already, but he didn't do his last day that he was scheduled to do ahead of a June trial date. In a whistleblower case, he filed against Boeing in 2017, alleging that the company retaliated against him for raising concerns about production issues. So Barnett failed to show up at 10 o'clock a.m. Saturday for the deposition and did not answer calls to the mobile and hotel room, according to Robert M. Turkowitz, one of Barnett's attorneys. Hotel employees located Barnett in his orange pickup truck in the hotel parking lot, as he seemed to have one self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. And Jay, the Federal Aviation Administration immediately
self-inflicted to the chest.
Supposedly. Yeah, so he literally had to go like this, which is so fucking awkward, right?
Right.
Or flip it all the way around and do it with his thumbs, right? I guess you could do that.
Right.
Yeah, very odd.
I mean, I
Most
guess
people
would
just do this, right?
There's that Wiz Khalifa. It was the best one movie. A guy shoots himself in the chest because he ends up like murdering his chick.
I'm vaguely familiar.
That's a move from either which way.
Right.
Guy shoots himself in the chest. I guess you can kind of do that?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, everybody's going to do it here or here because you don't really want to feel it.
Right. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of doing it, is not to feel it, just get a check out. Right. So, Jay, I mean, Barrett originally filed this retaliation complaint against the Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration in January of 2017, after nearly 4 years of the agency concluded that there were no retaliation, supposedly. And then he ends up dead, right? Case has been pending since then. The two sides have gone through discovery and pre-hearing motions. Boeing's motion to dismiss the claim was denied in 2022. So there you go, Jay. Another whistleblower comes out against
allegedly.
Yeah, there's a lot of alleged stuff. Yeah, a lot of alleged stuff going on. And that's when you know a lot of crazy shit is happening, because a lot of alleged stuff is going on. But anyways.
Well, I mean, think about it. Boeing has a lot of big defense contracts.
They don't want to lose that money.
Oh.
What's one guy?
Well, I don't know.
To them.
Wait. I actually think it goes deeper than that, William.
All right. So what do you mean?
I think this could be direct from government. I mean, where, why, and for who, I have no clue. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's just some dude at Boeing being like, bro, this guy's got a... I actually think it goes a little bit higher than that. I think it's someone in contact with someone at top Boeing who's like, hey, he's no good. There's not a good time for this.
Can I talk to the CIA, please? Can I get the CIA department, please? What extension is CIA?
Right?
Right?
Can I get the FBI?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this G6 classified?
No, this is not G6 classified. But it's crazy. I mean, yeah, Jay. Yeah. Again, another example of a whistleblower coming out against a big company, a company that has ties into some of the biggest, contracts that money can buy, obviously, when it comes to airlines and the things that they provide, right?
Can you name another airline than Boeing?
No.
Another manufacturer like that?
Nope.
I mean, Pratt and Whitney, but they're all...
If you have to have me really think hard, I would have to think hard.
You would have to think real hard. Boeing is the first thing that...
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking...
Yeah. They've been around forever.
Lots of money.
So, you have this example again of somebody dying for being a whistleblower. But I guess that's just the way it's going to be. Jay, all right, that brings me to my second story for tonight. And this one, it's actually kind of a callback to... something that you covered before one of our podcasts, but we talked about, we talked about really, supernatural spots and areas that were really weird. And you actually, we actually went back and forth about a bunch of different areas, and you brought up Lake Lanier in Georgia. You remember that one?
Yes, I do. And I saw something. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Jay, these people get a hair up their ass over there at Lake Lanier and decide let's open up a 30-mile-an-hour water slide coaster, right? So let's delve into this little story here, Jay. Georgia's first water slide coaster is set to open on the haunted Lake Lanier, notorious for hundreds of bizarre drownings and electrocution deaths. The famous man-made lake, constructed on top of burial grounds in the 1950s, has been seen more than 70 fatalities and boating incidents and recording 140 drowning deaths between 1994 and 2022. Let me stop right there, Jay.
No, nothing weird there at all.
No, right, Jay? That's just a lot of people in that short amount of time. We're talking 1994 to 2022. All. Yeah.
Nothing weird there at all.
Okay.
No.
Now, on top of being on top of burial grounds, on top of that, now, on top of the lake, a water park is poised to introduce Georgia's first adrenaline-fueled water slide coaster that will redefine aquatic thrills, according to the Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Islands. Fins Up Water Park is scheduled to open up on May 4th, features 15 rides, 15 restaurants, and concessions, according to the resort's website. The monumental investment marks the most significant expansion of Margaritaville at Lanier Islands in decades, adding Georgia's largest water slide complex to the water park, boasting an impressive 15 slides in a total in 2024, the park officials wrote. So these guys have really high hopes for this thing going on right now, Jay, at Lake Lanier. You've covered this before. We talked about how creepy this place is and how many times that people just end up dead for no darn reason at all. You know, a lot of drownings, a lot
or
of deaths.
Missing.
Missing. Yeah. I mean,
just,
what say you on this, Jay?
You know
Are you
going to
take the family over there?
You, no. God, no. I wasn't going to do that in the first fucking place. No.
Unless
I don't
you don't
do
like
that
your
stuff.
Family, then you would take them, right? Take the cousins you don't like.
We don't talk about those things, William.
Okay. We don't talk about those things. I got you.
We don't guys. Talk about Bruno.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno. That's right. Go ahead.
We don't talk about Bruno. What do I say about this? The image that keeps popping into my mind is, do you remember Jaws 3? Jaws 3D?
Yeah, the battle.
Yeah.
One. The SeaWorld.
It was
one.
Like that, like, underwater amusement park.
The SeaWorld.
And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I keep imagining.
Ugh. Yeah. Not only top of that, you're going to have a lot more deaths, I think, in this particular horror movie of a real life story. But yeah, Jay, I don't know what to say. I mean, there's
no.
so many
silly.
Stories.
Why do we
people
do this?
Dying.
That's silly. Why would we do this? Why do we do this? Why do we play around with places that are clearly haunted? You know, why build this water slide there?
Yeah.
Why put things on top of burial grounds? Why drag our best friends out to some tree that can't be burned or chopped down and then
hey,
talk and ghosts? Because, you know.
Hey, it's a yearly tradition now, Jay. Shush.
Right? Christ, tradition. Oh,
it's
my
a tradition.
Fucking God.
Go ahead. Yes. What happened?
Tradition implies that there's going to be a...
Oh, exactly. Karan, look at this guy. Atlantic High School diploma. Yeah, just like me.
Tradition.
There's always going to be tradition.
Tradition.
Yeah, listen, I don't think people don't follow enough traditions. I think traditions are good. You know what I mean? But anyways.
Dude, we almost lost your kid last time we were out there.
He just got lost a little bit. He was all right. Well, he's always making out okay in the woods, bro. That's how it goes. We find our way out. We're like bears, bro. We find our way out.
Dios mío.
Oh, Lord.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, Dios mío. Jay, that's a good wrap-up for Dark Fringe News. I think that's a... Yeah, again, people that don't know about... I mean, you got to know about Lake Lanier, right?
Check out
most
this Lake
people,
Lanier.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got to
check
people?
Out our Lake Lanier. I can't remember what episode I talked about it in.
Yeah, but you remember
you
talking
go
about
back,
it.
Make it like a challenge, like a needle in a haystack. Can you find this topic, Lake Lanier, me talking about it?
Yep.
Or you could just go onto YouTube and YouTube this Lake Lanier. There's lots of stuff on it. And honestly, it's some of the creepiest just open water images, just the water itself, just the whole scene there. It just seems
off.
Ah.
Seems off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does
just
seem right.
Dark.
Yeah. Well, Jay, I think a good wrap up, like I said, for Dark Fringe News. That brings us to a part of the podcast we haven't done in a while, Jay. What the Florida Man? I mean, gosh, it's been a minute, no?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, you ready for What the F Florida Man?
Oh, I'm super ready for What the F Florida Man.
All right, let's do it.
I've got a good one. Hey, I mean, it's
man,
silly.
A Florida Man.
Now to the town of Sefner, Florida, near Tampa, where last night the earth opened up, as it does increasingly, and this time it swallowed a 37-year-old man as he slept in his home.
A man accused of destroying a liquor store in Okaloosa County told police he was in Alice in Wonderland. Matthew Horace Jones also said a caterpillar smoking a hookah told him to do it.
A man calls 911 while Collier County Sheriff's deputies are chasing him, and he says Donald Trump, our president, is his personal friend, a close one at that.
A Lake Worth man is not too happy. He's accused of getting violent when waiters at a restaurant told him they weren't giving away free pizza.
Covering Florida this morning, a Key West man is behind bars. Investigators say he was caught with a large amount of cocaine hidden in this Cookie Monster doll.
Holy shit!
That fucking Cookie Monster was full of cocaine, baby.
You cannot tell me. You can't tell me I can't have pizza.
That's right. Oh, that too, right. Yeah. Jay was freaking out for some pizza.
That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a good
one. I will fuck you up for some pizza. Brian, tonight we're recording this. It's Friday night. It was pizza night.
Oh,
I have four pieces of Little Caesar's pepperoni pizza because that's how I roll it.
Every Friday night, baby. All right.
Friday night since 1987.
That's right.
So what's this week, the Florida man? I got a good one. Are you ready for it?
Serious. Yeah, let's do it.
Lakeland, Florida. So that's not far from us, actually.
Right.
Lakeland man hides in drawers and uses a whiteboard to try to evade deputies. A Lakeland man tried to evade deputies through unconventional means, William.
Okay.
When the deputies went to arrest him for aggravated battery, the Polk County Sheriff said they arrived at 2:45 on Saturday to arrest Johnny Yates, 41, at his home on West 10th Street, only to be greeted by a whiteboard with a message that says, "Johnny Yates does, all capital, not live here."
Wow, Jay. So he basically gave himself up, basically saying, "I'm live here," by saying, "I don't live here."
I mean, really, right?
Right? Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. No. Right? No. He this lives smart people, right? There. Talk-
yeah. I ain't here.
I ain't here. It's not me.
Johnny Yates ain't here. Oh, my God.
These are not the androids you're looking for.
Yeah. That's the redneck version of it, though. That's right. Here.
Ain't here.
Wow, Jay. So I'm sure they subsequently arrested him right after that.
Well, they did, but actually,
William,
it took a few people coming out who said they had actually seen him in the residence.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there was three other people in there. They called for him to come out. Didn't answer because he was hidden in a special, he had created a special, almost like safe room in a chest and drawers. He had made it so it was like almost like a false and safe. So,
yeah.
But listen, actually, he was kind of crafty because they ended up trying to smoke him out.
And they couldn't even smoke him out. Out.
No. It took dogs going in, it took canine going in.
I was going to say the canines, yeah.
Don't piss off the dogs, man.
No. They'll rip off that fucking, chest and drawers off the wall. They don't care.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, yeah.
So, it turns out they found him hiding in the chest and drawers, and him and the subsequent other three have been hauled off to the clink where they remain waiting their bail.
Wow. So, man gives up his own location by saying he's not there. Huh. Typical
Florida. I thought they would fall for it. Cops are dumb. I
thought they were full of Jesus, Jay. I mean, godly. Talk about bonehead moves of all bonehead moves, man, for real.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just.
Like, if you're going to, listen, if you're going to be a criminal, don't be stupid because you're going to be stupid. That's even double dumb.
You're just it's yourself like up the guy who tased the aluminum can.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the guy who puts a chainsaw between his legs with where he puts the chainsaw between his legs, right, with the fucking chain, and then he's trying to, turn it on. Yeah, that guy, that idiot, right? You're talking about that guy. Yeah, we all know that kind of guy. There's always that guy around there out there that we all know. He's just looking to just die one way or another. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
No thanks. No thanks. I'm out on that one.
Well, yeah. Jay, yeah.
So very inconspicuous. Very, don't look at me.
Yeah. Well, listen, I give the guy A for effort, but F for execution. So that is not a good move by Florida man.
Averages out to a C.
I guess, man. I'll give him that. Still, though.
It was only aggravated battery. Now they're going to throw him on resisting arrest.
Oh, that. Yeah, they're going to throw a whole bunch of crazy ass charges on him.
Now it's going to be
giving false statements, public statements. Yeah. Saying that he's not there. It'll be really there.
Something about the police investigation, interfering with police investigation. It'll be, yeah.
They said that he hit the dog. One of the dogs. Nobody knows that,
Well, I mean,
the dog's not going to testify and say, yeah, I mean,
They charge it. They'll charge him for the canisters.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Of smoke they used on him. They're going to charge him for the gas they used in the cars. They're going to charge him for the kibble they fed the dogs. This is going to be a bad day for him.
Well, Jay, not a good day for What the F Florida Man, just like usual. And thanks so much for you know, sharing that wonderful Florida man knowledge. Really appreciate that. So, well, Jay, we're going to take a quick break here and get ready for our main topic for tonight, which is Nikola Tesla, the man behind the legend. And we're going to talk about a lot of about his history, a lot of the crazy stuff that he was involved with, but so much more. So we hope we enlighten you on this real cool journey with Nikola Tesla. So please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Dark Fringe Radio, your premier source for the paranormal, conspiracy theory, and true crime.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining back with us here at Dark Fringe Radio. And tonight we're going to be talking about Nikola Tesla. And you know what's weird about this particular subject here, Jay? Is that
he married a pigeon?
Well, he actually didn't marry a pigeon. We'll talk about that.
I know.
But it sounds sexy, that story. Him a pigeon? I mean, I don't know. Bestiality? I don't know. If you're into that kind of stuff. Yeah, there you go.
Took a second.
No, but yeah, yeah, seriously. Nikola Tesla. You know, for me, it was really weird because throughout high school, they didn't really talk about him very much. He wasn't in a lot of like the books. He wasn't in like, you know, they always talked about Edison. They always talked about, you know, Alexander Graham Bell. They always talked about all these other people, you know, these luminaries in the inventorship world, as I would say.
Or you mean these rich white dudes who knew how to sell shit.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that because that's big part of Nikola Tesla's history. I mean, listen, he had over 300 inventions. Over 300, Jay. And that's, you know, that's wild. I mean, and then, you know, you have people that basically pilfered off it. But we'll talk about that. But
yeah, we sure will talk about all 151 that J.P. Morgan owned. What?
Oh. Why is that name so important? Oh, wait. He's still around. That's right. There's a bank. Right. Oh, anyways. Well, Jay, Nikola Tesla was a well-known Serbian American inventor, electrical engineer, and mechanical engineer who was awarded about 300 patents for his inventions. He was born from Croatia in July 10th, 1856. Tesla's mother, Duka, was an early inspiration to him as she invented small household appliances during his childhood. See, that's the one part I didn't even know myself. But doing research for this episode, I learned that she was also...
She was a major tinkerer. She used to take whatever household appliances or things she had, and she would rework them so they could be more efficient for their actual uses.
Fucking crazy. I mean,
did you know his dad was actually a brilliant mathematician, but then chose to go into the clergy? But when he passed away, he had an impressive, like, world class collection of books.
Well, there you go. I mean, you have those two splices of DNA. You have all that knowledge there at your fingertips. What a perfect storm, right, for an individual. So. Tesla clearly
talk about lightning in a bottle.
There you go. Of course, he clearly inherited his mother's inventive spirit. He wanted to develop some of the most important innovations in history, such as the alternating current, electricity, and the Tesla coil. So those were the biggest, you know, two biggest things that he came up with, which is obviously stuff that we still use to this day, Jay. I mean, a lot of the electronics that we have that we utilize, even to make this podcast, is, you know, basically he invented, you know, some of the components that, you know, fuel this, you know, are able to, you know, make these things happen. So it's crazy. Growing up, Tesla studied in various places in Europe, including Germany, Austria, and Prague. In the late 1870s, he had the opportunity to go to Budapest, where he worked at the telephone exchange. While in Budapest, he made improvements to some of the inventions and came up with his idea for the induction motor, which produced an alternating current system and used electromagnetic induction from magnetic field instead of an electrical connection as the router. So here we go, Jay. Now we're talking about a completely different thing now. We're talking about electromagnetic induction. We're talking about electrical connections not being need to be plugged in. We're being able to pull the energy from the air. Now, this is a really important thing. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, not really from the air.
Right.
What it was through his experiments, he had started to realize that the Earth itself actually created a magnetic field. There was actual magnetic fields through the Earth that were constantly rotating and alternating themselves. And what he was trying, what his life's work would end up always being, would be chasing this way to give free energy by tapping into that, utilizing stations that broadcast electricity. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the idea he was going after.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. I mean,
hell yeah.
There's a lot of merit to that. I mean, think about it. That could be done, I'm sure, you know.
All of his inventions were based off that one site, you know. It's mm-hmm. I mean nobody knew about it. Nobody was thinking about it, and the way he came up with these things, the way his mind was so creative, and it was so beyond inventive. And you know, inventors clearly are creative thinkers and inventive, but he was revolutionary. He really changed the way we saw the world we live in. I mean, he really was a big proponent to the world we live in today.
Absolutely, 100%, Jay. Well, at the age of 28 in 1884, he decided to move to the United States, where he saw more opportunities, of course. While in the U.S., Tesla met Thomas Edison, here we go, and worked alongside him for a couple of months. When Edison refused to pay Tesla for his work, Tesla decided to leave and pursue his own journey as an inventor. So we could already see where the rift was here.
As any of us would.
Yeah, of course. You know, and if you're not going to pay me for my work, you know, and then now on top of that, you're going to steal my work and then, you know, patent it under your own name. But we'll get into that. One quick anecdote here, Jay. Did you know that during the 1890s, Mark Twain actually became really close friends with Nikola Tesla? And they actually used to go to his lab and visit him. And he actually used the photofluorescent light thing that he used for the first time to actually take x-rays of Mark Twain back in the day. Yep. That's some crazy shit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that when Nikola Tesla met Mark Twain, he actually told Mark Twain that it was reading some Mark Twain stories that is what inspired him to look at the world in a different way and actually drove Mark Twain to tears?
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know that. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty impressive, you know, of course, you know.
That's cool person to have on your roll call.
Oh, yeah. Nikola Tesla said this, about me and my work. What did he say about you?
Now, fast forward, as he started to go down into his descent, which we will cover in a little bit, he did or was caught trying to write checks long after Mark Twain had passed to Mark Twain. But that's neither here nor there, bro.
Hey, man, that's, you know, that's okay. We're trying to do some stuff.
Little for me, little for my homie. That's it.
Exactly right. Well, Jay, in 1887, Tesla received funding to start a company from the American entrepreneur George Westinghouse. And you know Westinghouse because Westinghouse is on a lot of...
Because Westinghouse.
Yeah, a lot of household electronics, washing machines, and more particular...
appliances.
Appliances, yeah. And Tesla was able to finalize his induction motor to complete against Edison's direct current system. Tesla's motor was certainly an asset during the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century, as it was found to be more durable, cheaper, and more efficient than its competitors. Tesla licensed its invention to the Westinghouse Company in 1888, and in 1893, Tesla achieved a milestone at the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. This exposition was a turning point for the public acceptance of current, I can't talk tonight, and dispelled the public's doubts about the safety and reliability of the system. So this is at the World's Fair now. This is what we're talking about. Now, this is a whole other subject.
Big time.
Yeah. Tantarism or Tartarism. I mean, that's a whole... We'll get into that. That's a whole other episode where, you know, they basically came out with wireless electricity and were able to do all this stuff way before we're doing it now. And it was all buried at one point, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, during this exposition in Chicago, Jay, you know, he was able to prove without a doubt that his system was so much better than just a direct current system. That's got to be a turning point for some, you know, for any inventor, right, Jay?
I mean, major fork in the road moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Kind of that everything moment where if it fails.
It fails,
you know, fucked. You might not recover.
Right. Yeah. And then if it works,
or then you... It works.
It works, Papa.
It works, Papa.
And it worked. And it worked.
the money just comes rolling in.
Yeah, well, Jay, then, you know, things were good. But then in 1895, Tesla's lab burned down in New York, which destroyed most of his work, including notes, designs, patents, and inventions. After the trauma of losing everything, Tesla moved to Colorado Springs. During this time, Tesla thought of the idea of the of a world wireless network for communication. Wow, this doesn't sound like the goddamn internet, right?
He it was does sound like the internet.
Right? Oh my God.
It does. It does. And he actually, he foretold like fax machines and separate receiving machines that would, it would, you'd have like a little base in your house that had a router and you'd have the different things that would receive the messages differently depending on how the sender wanted you to receive whatever it was that you're trying to see.
Right.
Crazy shit.
Binary code. Yeah, absolutely, man. That's crazy. Oh,
ones man. And zeros, G.
That's it, man. Well, in 1901, another famous inventor, Mr. Marconi, of course, a lot of people, if not familiar with him, he's the Italian inventor, transmitted Morse code from England to Canada. But Tesla believed that Marconi stole some of his world wireless network ideas from him. The following year, Tesla proposed a different angle of communication and came up with the world telegraphy system, in which envisioned transmitting stations, which would collect broadcast news stories through individual receivers, just like what Jay was talking about. However, in this early idea of radio was shut down, and Tesla lost the funding from J.P. Morgan that supported his lab because it didn't see it very feasible or something.
No profit.
They didn't see any profit in it.
Profit and didn't finish a single thing.
It sucks, right? Inventors started to favor Marconi because of his previous success and began funding him instead. Tesla's last living years were spent in poverty until he died on January 7th, 1943. 6 months after his death, the United States Supreme Court awarded the patent of radio back to Tesla. The reason why the U.S. revoked Tesla's patent for radio in the first place is debated, but many assume it was because of Marconi's robust financial backing. Wow, Jay. So we have a very prolific guy here who not only came up with so many different things, but then was always trying to fight for his positioning on people basically, you know, pilfering off of his work. You know, that's got to be very taxing, right? For a guy, one guy.
Well, I mean, his entire life, like when you really go down his life story, right? I mean, if you talk right at the very beginning about how both one of his older brothers and his mother passed away while he was kind of young.
Right.
And both of them were very influential in his life. And then you have this father who can never forgive him for the older son dying, which, by the way, Tesla had nothing to do with. Right.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
That was kind of how it was.
Right.
It is what ultimately drove Tesla to be such a perfectionist, but tortures your soul, man. And I can't even imagine, you know, trying to deal with that kind of baggage and then and then you get out into the world and you're working with guys like Thomas Edison who you look up to, and then you find out that he's a schmuck who's trying to steal your ideas.
You're right.
Yeah. Real kick in the crotch.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, let's kind of focus in something that I want to focus on are the inventions that he's actually, you know, credited with actually coming up with here. So we talked about
talk about every single one of them.
I know, not every single one. I'm going to talk about highlight some of the more important ones, of course. Alternating current, of course, that's the most popular one. We just talked about that. We talked about that. The Tesla coil, perhaps one of the more familiar symbols of Tesla's work is the Tesla coil. It looks like an Ankh. You know,
it looks like the Eiffel Tower, but with a big old ball at the top.
Right, right, right.
And it shoots out lightning.
Tesla created a tower topped by infamous coils which shot electric sparks, just like Jay mentioned, through the air and circulated the electricity around the coils by alternating current. He also invented the magnifying transmitter. Building upon the revelations of the Tesla coil, he sought to offer wireless power for free to all by transmitting information from one tower to another using resonance. The currents were sent from one circuit to the other, building in frequency until lightning sparked from one tower to the other. By connecting a wire to the tower and running it around his lab, he powered his laboratory wirelessly. What fucking awesome. Guy was doing that in the 1800s? Come on.
I mean...
Or the early 1900s.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Well, he demonstrated the effect on stage to audiences using light bulbs that were not connected to any power source. The magnifying transmitter succeeded in transmitting an electrical current a kilometer away. That's pretty fucking impressive, no?
That's a long way.
Yeah, man. So the Tesla turbine. Tesla developed a piston engine to power automobiles using combustion to rotate discs. At the time, commonly used turbines were less efficient and relied on blades. Tesla's invention merged many discs to create a centrifugal pump. By moving fluid in the path of the least resistance, his turbine was more fuel efficient. His turbine was also known as the boundary layer turbine, cohesion type turbine, and the Prandtl layer turbine. It uses the boundary layer effect.
Say that five
times fast. I know, geez. It uses the boundary layer effect and not the fluid impinging upon the blades as in a conventional turbine. So yeah, I mean, that's one, another one, the shadow graph, basically another name for x-rays. He basically was the inventor of x-rays, Jay. Course, you know, being able to render images from using a machine. Radio, of course, we talked about the Marconi whole thing that he invented, of course, and was awarded that 4 months after his death. The neon lamp. This is actually pretty cool. Right behind Jay, the neon lamp. The neon lamp or sign was Tesla's modification or existing neon light technology to form words and designs. Neon signs continue to exist worldwide, lighting up bars, casinos, hotels, and other signs, of course, along the roadway. So neon lamps. So anytime you see a neon lamp, that's fucking Tesla, man. Hydroelectric power. The Niagara Falls Commission selected Tesla to design the hydroelectric power generator at Niagara Falls using his alternating power technology. Considered to be the first power plant on, you know, quote unquote, as they say, Tesla's technology was used throughout the world to provide electricity through the masses. So you have that. You have the induction motor, of course. The radio-controlled boat. That's pretty fucking cool.
That was that's a major first. It's the first remote-controlled vehicle, and Tesla did it, and with a boat.
Hey, with a boat. You know what I mean? You think we'll do it with the car first before, right? Nah, I'm going to do it with the boat.
Style.
It's actually easier if you really think about it, because you're just moving a rudder that way, right? Left and right at the end of the day, right?
I don't know. I've tried to drive a car and a boat. I have more success driving a car than I do a boat. I suck at driving boats.
I'm supposed to be small. Yeah.
Small corrections, and I'm like, small corrections, got it.
Yeah. A lot of movement. Well, Jay, so that's a pretty good, you know, highlight of the inventions, of course, of Nikola Tesla. Let's talk about the pigeons. Yep. You ready to talk about the pigeons?
Well, before we talk about pigeons, okay,
yeah,
why don't we really give a fair representation, right?
Okay,
go ahead. Like, prime example, since it seems like there's a few things you didn't learn in your research. Do you know how he got interested in how he looked at our world and reality on, like, how his interest with science sparked, literally?
No, go ahead. Tell me, Jay.
So they had this black cat, this black family cat that he loved.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he was going to pet the cat. There's a static shock. It literally shocks him. He goes to his father and asks about it. His dad, who, like I said earlier, had a lot of books, was actually a genius in math himself, knew quite a bit about science, as, at least as much as you could know in 1800 Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But explain kind of what happened, why that moment happened, why that static electricity shocked him. And it led Tesla to wanting to figure out electricity and how it could be used like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and really, if you look at everything from that point on, it's how can I transmit radio waves? How can I transmit energy? How can I transmit messages? How can I send this to you without us needing a wire, or at least the least amount of wires? How is the most efficient way for me to reach out and contact you?
Crazy. Amazing. I mean, just the mind itself, you know what I mean? Recognize a moment like that in your life and use that to inspire yourself to come up with all these inventions, right?
So I have a theory on why he had a brain kind of like that too.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Right? So we've talked about his mom being a very inventive. She would take her things and rework them to be better and more efficient for her life. Father, like we just talked about, very intelligent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take Nikola Tesla, and at this time, as he's has a very inquisitive mind. As a young child, though, he was very sickly. Mm-hmm. He got sick a lot. Mm-hmm. And he had these visions, and he had trouble. He said he had trouble telling what was real and what wasn't. So as a child, it's very, very scary. And it caused him to really hone his brain. And that creative skill that was a monster would end up turning into his biggest weapon when he spent 9 months living in the wilderness on his own.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know about that.
So he goes to college, ends up trying to avoid military service. His father was in the military back then. You would get conscripted in.
Yeah.
So his father, being a religious man, still was so against war that he lied to the government. He gave Nikola Tesla a bunch of books and hunting equipment and sent him out to the wilderness of Russia for 9 months.
Here, go survive. Go over there, survive for a while. Yeah.
I mean, you talk about coming out with a very different way of looking at things.
I'm sure, right? I'm sure.
Right? Especially add all these things in. You have this incredible brain that has trouble telling reality from fantasy, and then you stick him in the wilderness by himself with nothing but books.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a fucking perfect storm. Just waiting, just churning in there, right? Waiting to come out of those woods, right? And when he comes out, it's just like, fuck, I'm ready to take over the world, man. Right?
I mean,
I've always said that, you know, being out there in the wilderness always does something special to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it does, because I think you gain a different perspective on things. You know, you realize
that you are not actually the master of all you survey.
Oh, no, by no means.
Even if you think you are the biggest thing out there, if you're out in this area and you're around and you think there might be a snake that's going to bite your foot, you know damn well, all of us, all of us, tiptoe, make sure we're not getting bitten by anything we don't want to get bitten by.
100%. Yeah.
Right? So you have no choice. You have to be in that moment. You have to be attached to all your senses have to be utilized to actually survive, which there's nothing more important than survival as what your instinct goes naturally to. How am I going to survive this?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How am I going to see this out to the end? Right.
How am I going to see this out? How do I come up the other end of this one?
Right.
And that it's that reaction. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that heightened sense that 24/7 now for 9 months. Yeah, you come on a different dude.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, I didn't even know that about him, Jay, but it explains a lot. I can, you know, it certainly explains a lot of the where you get that mental type of fortitude to be able to do certain things. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anything else you want to touch on before we touch on the pigeons?
Oh, I mean, no, we go ahead. Hit on the pigeon. I mean, you're all about these. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, you know, it's of course one of the most talked about things, you know, when people talk about Tesla, you know what I mean? So I want to kind of just touch on it and, you know, get off of it. But of course, amongst Tesla's quirks was his fondness, of course, for pigeons, Jay. While he was living in New York, he spent hours each week feeding pigeons in the park and routinely took home any that were injured so he could, of course, nurse them back to health. He often kept the windows open in his hotel suite in which he lived so the pigeons could visit him as they wished, resulting in, of course, a very horrible mess. Could you imagine? Could you imagine just pigeon shit all over the place? He once even asked the hotel chef to prepare a special mix of seeds for his feathered friends. Tesla's acquaintances found his passion for pigeons puzzling because the adventure was a well-known germaphobe. So as much of a germaphobe he was, he didn't mind these pigeons being all over the place. So, which was really weird, right? What'd you think?
Yeah. Yes. But by that point, he was really weird.
Yeah, he was. Okay? Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the things that guy had survived by that point, right?
This is all of like a result of all the shit that he went through, right?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about like the mental stresses that guy not only put himself on, you know, under, but just his life in general ended up putting him under. And yeah, at some point you're gonna crack.
Yeah.
Let's be happy. Let's be happy that that was as bad. It only got as bad as it did. Mm-hmm. You know, which was super duper benign.
Right. Exactly. Well, Jay, he never married, of course, and he admitted to falling in love with a very special pigeon that visited him regularly. He reportedly said that, "I love that pigeon as much as a man loves a woman, and she loved me. And as long as I have her, there was purpose in my life." And Tesla's bachelor lifestyle likely stemmed from his belief that intimacy would interfere with the scientific research. So he was one of those kind of guys, you know?
He was obsessed, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all about the work.
Obsessed.
It was all about the work. He even says, quote unquote, "I do not think you can name many great inventors or inventions that were been made by married men." That was his quote.
I mean, it's pretty right. Pretty right.
In 1922, Tesla reported that the white pigeon had flown into his room to tell him that she was dying. Before the bird passed, he said the white light shone up from her eyes, brighter than anything that he ever imagined with this electrical machinery, he says. That's pretty odd. Tesla was heartbroken after her death and told friends that at that moment, he felt that his life's work was finished. Pigeons were just one of Tesla's many idiosyncrasies. Of course, Jay, he was obsessed with the number 3 and engaged in several compulsive behaviors around it. For example, he commonly washed his hands 3 times in a row. He would walk around a building 3 times before entering it. Tesla also hated pearls and refused to walk or talk to women who wore them for some weird reason. Pearls. That's odd, right?
We all have a thing, I guess.
Yeah. Nobody knows the reasoning behind these very quirky behaviors, but Jay, the obsessions. I mean, what do you think?
They went deep,
OCD,
bro.
Undiagnosed, right?
Back then. Yeah, I mean, because they didn't know what OCD was, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
But again, you put somebody who goes through the kind of trouble that guy went through. Again, his father literally took his grief out on Tesla. And then Tesla ends up deciding what he wants to do, which actually took going against what his father wanted, which was hard enough. Ends up working with Edison, who steals all of his stuff, says, "Screw you," meets a great financial backer. That guy goes tits up, sues Tesla. Tesla then, jumps out, goes, gets another, ends up with JP Morgan,
mm-hmm,
who takes 51% of all of his shit.
Mm-hmm,
Yeah.
Oh, not to mention, after he died, the FBI swooped in and took all of his work. All of his work.
Yeah. He's just like it in Jeffrey Epstein, because there's no social media back then.
Did you? I know you probably heard about it, but you heard about the death race, supposedly, right?
The death ray
that he supposedly invented.
Tesla came up with.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, but at one point, right, was at some point, he was slinging some bull just to try to get some money.
Yeah. I think it was one of those.
No. Hear me out, JP. Hear me out.
I got this bead.
So I have this laser.
Right.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to demand $1 billion. But before I can build this thing, it takes $2 billion to build it. So, and I'll have it done by probably maybe 6 months from never.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Amazing stuff, Jay. Did you hear about the 369 theory he came up with?
I did. I did a little bit, but you can, I've been talking a lot. You can.
Yeah, no. Well, of course, there's fixation, excuse me, Jay, on the number three and suggests that 3, 6, and 9 could hold the key to the universe, supposedly. The theory has been co-opted and expanded upon even today by people who hope to improve their lives by, quote-unquote, manifesting, Jay, their desires through repeatedly writing them out. By understanding the theory, it requires understanding Nikola Tesla himself. So, of course, you know, we know all about him and, you know, all the stuff that he's invented. But, of course, his quirkiness and his obsession with the number three was something that wasn't just an obsession, but he actually thought they were actually the keys to the universe. Jay, he said this combination of numbers really had a very important part with being able to figure out how to transverse this universe and how to work in and out of it. What say you, Jay, on this? I mean, this is a pretty interesting and a robust idea.
Well, I believe he started to develop this theory after what he published was him being in contact with extraterrestrial life.
Right.
So one of his receivers that he was working on trying to receive energy with ended up having it was a sound that was too there was too much of a pattern for it not to have been a higher level trying to communicate through this current of electricity. So he always kind of came back to it from that angle where it was
right.
Totally lost my train of thought there.
No, it's okay. No, I know where you're going though, Jay.
Bang.
You know, using those combination of numbers is obviously, you know, being able to unlock a lot of different knowledge in this universe. And, you know, even some other, you know, inventors have kind of, you know, theorized about this. You know, they're using these numbers. They're saying, for example, doubling 1 and then 2 and so on creates a pattern that excludes 3, 6, and 9. So scientist Marco Rodin believes that 3, 6, 9 represents a flux field, quote unquote, or a vector from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. So they're saying that it's basically like a gateway from the third dimension world to the fourth dimension onto the next plane. So it's interesting.
So if you write just like two parallel lines, just like constantly, or do you have to do it like and draw 4 while you do it? And then what 4 does it have to be? Does it have to be like one of those weird like italicized 4s,
right?
Or can be like a classic field goal number 4, my particular favorite one? Or is it gonna be like one of those like the triangle on a stick? Which one we're talking about here?
Right. Yeah, I get you. But it's important that, you know, it's really interesting that he brings up this, you know, this theory, because they even says that it kind of mirrors the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That has a lot to do with the 3, 6, 9 theory, because of the triangular, convections or angles that are used to make a triangle. But Jay, I mean, this guy was like he had his thumb on literally a lot of different things, right? Like he was on top of a lot of weird stuff, right? You think he was communicating with aliens? You think, you know, that's a possibility? I mean, think about it. Okay, so if there were aliens, let's theorize this.
Well, all right. So I am on record as of our last episode is saying I do believe the aliens are on our planet. As
yes,
hard as that is for me to say socially, because when I was a kid, that was fucking crazy.
Right.
But look where we're at. I don't know.
Yeah, look where
we
are
at this
now.
Point. That's not the crazy shit we're talking about. So, all right, maybe aliens live on the planet. Okay, I can let that one go. So, aliens live on this planet. So, I do believe that. So, there's some conversation on was he actually an alien, or was he communicating with him? I believe he may have maybe stumbled upon, or I don't think he was communicating with them more than just accidentally coming across some kind of a communication pattern that he couldn't identify if he wanted to. Just the fact that there's a pattern there was what it all was based on.
Gotcha. Okay, I got you. So he was kind of like just going through channels on a, one of those radios in the car. What were they called, Jay, back in the day?
FM?
No, the ones that you used, you know,
A
the
tuner with like the knob?
This is rusty
Yeah.
nails. Gold copy, you
Yeah,
know
it
what I
was
mean?
a tuner.
A
Yeah.
tuner, right?
That's why when you on your on our now all digital things, you push those modes and it says tuner and that brings you to the AM FM. It says, usually doesn't tell you AM FM because who the fuck listens to AM? You got a tuner which is FM.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Jay, I mean, I think this is a really good coverage here of Nikola Tesla. I think we did a good job of really talking about him, and kind of dispelling some of the rumors, and talking about the real inventions that he's come up with, and of course, how he was basically cheated out of a lot of them as well, and basically had to fight his whole life to kind of like prove to the hey, I was the one who did this, by the way, not these guys. You know what I mean?
Spent his entire life chasing the love of his father.
Yeah, crazy. No,
Crazy.
yeah, that's how it is, man. Well, Jay, I think that's a good wrap up for tonight for Nikola Tesla. Want to just remind everybody how you can listen to podcasts. Remind you, go to darkfringeradio.com. That's where everything's at, and we really appreciate it. Make sure you like and subscribe to all our stuff. Jay, anything else before we say goodnight?
You know, everyone, just let's keep in mind, we only have one planet, and while electric cars are probably not the answer, you don't have to necessarily shit on everything just to
Oh
shit on
yeah,
things.
that's true. That's true. As humans, we do that just because we like to do that, you
We're a
know?
virus, that's why.
Well, we've talked about
Yeah.
this many times. Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, but we're sentient. We can change this.
Absolutely. Let's change that
We can
today.
do it.
Yes, we can. We can be better people, Jay. Absolutely. I agree. That's a good wrap up for tonight, Jay. Thanks so much for joining me on another edition of Dark Fringe Radio. Again, you can catch us on another episode next week here at Dark Fringe Radio.
Dark Fringe Radio, your premier source for the paranormal, conspiracy theory, and true crime.